currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where you hear stories about the people and sites that make Kirkland an attractive and vibrant place to live, work, and visit. I'm Pam Jardine. In city election news, Kirkland welcomes Jay Arnold as its newest city council member. Shelley Kloba is elected for council position 2 until term completion in 2015, as she was appointed last year to complete the unexpired term that resulted from a vacancy. Penny Sweet, Amy Wallen, and Doreen Marchione are also re-elected, with terms concluding in 2017. Council members Toby Nixon and Dave Asher maintain their positions, with terms ending in 2015. Municipal Court Judge Michael J. Lambeau is re-elected to serve until 2017. Kirkland voters approved the continuance of the Houghton Community Council another 4 years. The Community Council includes Bill Gogans, Betsy Pringle, Rick Whitney, Laura Hine, Elsie Weber, and John Kapler as returning members. Brian Gothrop, who was appointed last year to fill a vacancy, was also elected. All position terms expire December 31, 2017. For certified election results, visit www.kingcounty.gov. With the election season over, we often think of the holiday season, and 'tis the season of giving, and unfortunately, the season of taking. Kirkland Police Officer Audra Weber shares some holiday crime prevention tips.
Hi, I'm Officer Audra Weber. 'Tis the season to be jolly, but it's also time to be wary of burglars, thieves, pickpockets, and other holiday grinches. Nothing can ruin the Christmas spirit faster than becoming the victim of a crime. Here are a few strategies that will help you enjoy the holidays without incident. Unfortunately, burglars view the holiday season as a time of opportunity. You can take some simple steps to protect your home from burglary. Avoid displaying gifts visible through windows. Lock up both doors and windows. Don't advertise that you are away by leaving clues, such as piles of mail and newspaper. Use a light timer to make the home look occupied, and ask your neighbors to pick up your newspaper and your mail every day.
You don't always have to be home to practice these safety measures.
If you are going out for the evening, leave a light on and a radio. Don't keep your spare key hidden outside, only give it to a trusted neighbor. Don't post your name on your mailbox. If your number is listed, they can call to see if you are home. And don't leave a message saying you are away for the holidays.
During this time, shoppers scramble about for last-minute gifts. Here are some ways to make shopping a little bit safer.
When possible, shop before dark and bring a friend along. Do not park in unlit areas. Unlock your car doors and your packages and gifts in the trunk to avoid car prowlers. Have your keys ready in your hand before going to your car, and scan the interior before entering your car.
Holiday crimes do not just happen while you're out shopping. Here's how to protect yourself, especially if you have desirable belongings.
When walking into dark parking lots, make sure you check to see if you are being followed. Avoid carrying large amounts of cash, and use credit cards or debit cards when possible. Always be wary of approaching strangers. Con artists may try various methods to distract you with the intention of taking your belongings. Have a safe and happy holiday season, and remember to drive safe and don't drink and drive.
Fire safety is just as important as preventing criminal activity. Firefighter Brian Ferguson has some advice on playing it safe during the holidays.
Hi, I'm Firefighter Brian Ferguson. The holiday season is known for cooking and baking, family gatherings, and warm homes. Here are a few tips to practice fire safety while enjoying your favorite seasonal activities. Unattended cooking fires account for a large percentage of our house fires year-round. It appears that more occur during the holiday season, when more cooking is going on and people are stressed and distracted. To avoid these fires, stay in the kitchen and monitor your cooking. Another option is to set an egg timer and just carry that with you when you leave the room.
Cooking is not the only activity that could be a fire hazard.
Candles are another big concern for us during the holiday season. We have many fires caused by candles year-round, but more decorative candles are burned during the holiday and winter seasons. To prevent these fires, don't burn candles unattended, and keep them in a chimney or on a protective plate. You can also, as a safe alternative, use an LED candle. If you do burn regular candles, keep them at least 12 inches away from any combustibles, Christmas trees, or decorations.
When the holidays begin to wind down, there are some important things to keep in mind during the holiday cleanup process.
Ashes from fireplaces are another issue that concerns us during the winter months. We've seen many fires start from improperly disposed of ashes. The ashes may feel cold to the touch, but they actually may be insulating coals which can ignite garbage and other materials. Ashes should be placed in an ash bucket, cooled, wetted, and then disposed of safely. Also, never burn decorations, wrapping paper, or your Christmas tree in the fireplace. If you've put up a real tree, make sure you keep it well watered. Don't let it dry out. A dry, brittle tree is far more susceptible to ignition than a well-watered tree. Like other flammables, keep the tree clear of candles, fireplaces, and other ignition sources like heaters. Finally, once you've decided to take down your tree, make sure you dispose of it properly with a tree recycle service. Do not try to burn it in your fireplace. That never works out well.
The city has arranged a collection service to make holiday cleanup quick and easy. Kirkland residents can dispose their trees by placing them curbside during the first 2 weeks in January. Please remember to remove all decorations before disposing your tree.
We've talked about fire safety at home, but throughout the holiday season, firefighters will be responding to accidents on our roadways. Slow down, be aware of road conditions, and never ever drink and drive. Remember, arrive alive. I'm firefighter Brian Ferguson. Have a happy holiday.
The holidays bring visions of Santa's sleigh rides and toy trains. Kirkland has a special train destination in the heart of downtown. Here's more about East Side Trains.
Every year, Steve Suskin, owner of East Side Trains, happily prepares for his own Canadian invasion.
All aboard!
We bring about 30 to 40 guys.
If you've ever seen 40 wild Canadians going every which way and direction.
And all we do is buy trains.
It's a hoot.
It's because we don't have a train store at all like this in Vancouver.
Eastside Trains celebrated its 30th anniversary this year, attracting over 10,000 customers, train enthusiasts, and visitors to its downtown Kirkland location.
We do get a lot of out-of-town people who specifically seek us out, people who are here on conventions. If they're interested in trains, they look in the phone book or on the internet and punch in the route on their phone and come and visit us. We ship stuff home then for them so they don't have to. All over the world, really.
Customers come from far and wide, from places like
Biloxi, Mississippi.
John Agnan came a long way to discover this toy train mecca.
We were driving down and we saw it and we looked at it, decided they would have trains that we would like to look at. Found some old track and some old American Flyer trains.
Eastside Trains has grown from a one-man shop operated out of Steve's garage to a thriving downtown business. It's a favorite attraction for collectors and hobbyists far and wide.
Because we're a destination, people seek us out. This is the largest train store west of the Mississippi.
The business is a labor of love for Steve.
Well, I enjoy collecting them and I enjoy running them. I enjoy the sounds, the smoke, the talking, you know, working in a shop like this, it's almost like every day is Christmas.
It took John Morrison 15 Christmases to collect and construct his outdoor railroad empire. We visited John at home with his outdoor setup. When asked why he loves the hobby, John answered,
I don't know. Nobody can explain it. Certain kids just love trains and certain kids couldn't care less.
A child at heart, John has been a train lover for
70 of my 74 years.
Although it's an outdoor track, it's a year-round hobby.
What I like to do mostly is actually build the locomotives, build the trains, build the buildings. I run them, but I like to build, so I build them during the wintertime and run them during the summertime.
Though John's current track is complete, Steve still looks forward to seeing him down at the shop.
He has a very, very nice layout. Now, when he was building, he came in on a much more regular basis. Now that he pretty much has something built and is done, we don't see him nearly as often.
Perhaps he visits the shop more than Steve or John realizes.
I'm down there once a week or so. Small parts, some people. Every now and again I need scale people. I go down and buy those. Some automobiles. I got scale automobiles down there to fit my railroad. But I'm down there. Oh, in magazines.
Looking toward the future, John explains why it's a fun and beneficial hobby for the young train enthusiast.
But if people want to get the children interested in trains, it's a great hobby because building involved, there's electrical stuff involved, there's art involved, there's design involved, there's all kinds of things that are very good for kids. And the best way to get the kids interested is either with Thomas the Tank or with those little plastic blocks that they make in Germany, and I can't remember the name. What do they call those things? But
back at the store, another generation of model train enthusiasts are busy designing, assembling, and operating their ideal train. Cameron brought his dad, Kirk, down to the store to do just that.
We're looking for freight cars, right?
Freight cars, that's right.
So we have these two.
Yeah.
I think this one's better, though.
Like this one?
Yeah, I like that.
As for Steve, it's never too early or too late to say, all aboard. He leaves us with just one more thought for the road.
You're never too old to have a happy childhood.
All aboard!
Want to celebrate the holiday season in true Northwest fashion? Seattle's favorite cruise line, Argosy Cruises, is hosting its 64th annual Christmas Ship Festival. Ships depart from Kirkland City Marina and other maritime locations. As a Christmas treat, every trip includes a choral performance from a variety of choirs in the area. Bonfires will also be held for spectators to watch the festival from afar. Argosy Cruises donates a portion of all ticket sales to local charity organizations in the Puget Sound area. Reserve your tickets now to be a part of the celebration and support local charities at the same time. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit www.argosycruises.com. Dust off those running shoes for the 11th annual 12Ks of Christmas Holiday Run. This is the 7th largest 12K run walk in the nation. Participants may register for 5 or 12K runs to support Sleep Country foster kids. The race takes place Sunday, December 15th at 9:30 a.m., beginning at Marina Park. A kids' dash will also be held for younger participants. To register online or to find participating retail stores for in-store registration, visit 12ksofchristmas.com. As always, thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Remember, you can watch us on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov. We'd love to hear from you.